Greetings, and welcome to our meditation time together, and to our reflections on the Dharma. And one of the primary purposes of the Dharma and reflecting on the Dharma is so that what is beneficial in us, what is wholesome, can grow. And so for this meditation, I would like to suggest something, maybe a kind of a thought exercise, but it's very much at the heart of the kind of teachings the Buddha taught, I think. And that is, put aside any idea you have of being good or bad. Any thought you have about doing things right or doing things wrong. Any thoughts you might have about that you're supposed to get something or reach some place in meditation. And instead, stay in the present moment the best you can and simply avoid doing those things that feel like they hurt you, diminish you, darken you, obscure your vision. And continue doing those things or do those things that just seem to uplift you or to bring out the best in you or to just feels like there's an inner goodness to them. Continue doing those. But in particular, avoid doing anything that is has an ouch to it. But sit still. So to sit still, let your body be as still and quiet. And if you find that there's any movement of the mind that seems somehow doesn't feel good for you, feels detrimental. So there could be fantasies that you go into that might feel pleasant, but to really be attuned to them, you can feel how it's not so healthy to keep thinking that way. It's not wrong, you're not bad to do that, but simply, there's an ouch to this, there's a kind of diminishment to it. And so the criteria for the meditation is to move towards the wholesome and away from the unwholesome. And just very, very simply. And it means that if you don't do this exercise well, if there's an ouch in saying that to yourself, don't bother with that judgment, that idea. If you find that you're thinking a lot, there's some way in which that has a little ouch and a little bit of a, not quite the best for you. So if this exercise doesn't make much sense, okay, then you don't have to do it. But the idea is to stay very pragmatic, to move towards that which is beneficial, brings happiness and well-being, and to not do the activities of mind that clearly are bringing more suffering. So to take this posture, meditation posture, and to gently close your eyes, and maybe you want to sway a little bit side to side, rock back and forth, and And then to find a midpoint, a balance, where you feel grounded in your sitting posture, where you feel connected to the chair, the floor. And then let your body come to stillness. Not a forced stillness, but maybe if there is a stillness that feels nurturing or relieving or even enjoyable, take a few moments to feel that maybe subtle well-being of allowing yourself to be, the body to be still. Maybe a relief of not having to do a lot. Relief of how the body can begin to unwind or relax. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And perhaps it feels good to, then on the exhale, to release and relax the body. Perhaps as you relax parts of your body, you can feel that the way you were, tense, holding parts of your body, while it wasn't a problem, it doesn't have the same wholesomeness or healthiness of relaxing. And letting your breathing return to normal. And continue relaxing on the exhale. Perhaps starting with relaxing, softening the face. And if you're able to relax the muscles of your face, maybe the idea of tightening them up again doesn't feel so wholesome or healthy or pleasant, but keeping it relaxed does. And then to soften, relax your shoulders. Maybe there's a relaxing of the belly. Sometimes a relaxed belly can feel a little uncomfortable. But maybe it's the kind of discomfort that leads in the right direction. There is a kind of goodness in some forms of discomfort. And then settling the attention on your breathing. Gently, maybe even lovingly, steadying your attention on the breathing. as you sit and meditate here, be attentive to any self-critical thoughts of that you're doing it right or that you're doing it wrong, that you're being good or being bad. And those are not needed. But rather, notice the simple way that some movements of the mind and some thoughts can feel unhealthy or unwholesome. They don't lift you up. And other ways of being, meditating on the breathing, are more wholesome or healthy. And as we meditate, cultivate and nourish that which is wholesome, the kind of wholesomeness that supports the mind to get quiet and settled here in the present moment with your breathing, letting go of what is unwholesome. Probably all unwholesome activities go in the opposite direction to being settled and peaceful here, now. When the mind wanders off in thought, see if you can avoid any unwholesome judgments about that. Maybe rather substitute it with wholesome ideas of goodwill, compassion, wisdom. So that the way that you begin again with your breathing, that beginning again itself feels wholesome, feels healthy. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider that when you act and speak and think from the sources inside of you that are wholesome and healthy, that at the very same time that you are doing so for yourself, it is also wholesome and healthy for others. When we're interacting with them, when we're come into contact with people, that's a wonderful coincidence, a wonderful coming together, that this movement towards wholesomeness, the benefits go inward and outward, probably at the same time, or sooner or later, the both directions. And to the degree to which you, this half an hour meditation has calmed you or settled you or connected to you to some maybe way of being that feels healthier, more wholesome, or more connected than you were before, how is it that that way of being can also benefit others? How is it that as you go about your day, if you stay close to this way you are now, if you stay close to being guided by what is wholesome, that you'll have wholesome relationships with others. And having wholesome relationships to others is a way of growing the wholesomeness that's within us. May we come to a deep understanding of how we grow in wholesomeness. We benefit others, and as we engage in wholesome ways with others, we benefit personally. So that when we wish well for others, it does benefit us. So at this end of this sitting, may whatever benefit that's come from this practice be dedicated, be inspired offering to contribute to the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be healthy in body, mind, and heart. May all beings experience the wholesome in body, mind, and heart. May all beings find peace in recognizing the goodness that's within them. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.